2 Kings 3 through 4:17. Now Jehoram, the son of Ahab, became king over Israel at Samaria in the 18th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and he reigned for 12 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, though not like his father and his mother, for he removed the memorial stone of Baal, which his father had made. Nevertheless, he clung to the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, into which he misled Israel. He did not abandon them. Now Mesha, the king of Moab, was a sheep breeder, and he used to make tribute payments to the king of Israel of 100,000 lambs, and the wool of 100,000 rams. However, when King Ahab died, the king of Moab broke with the king of Israel. So King Jehoram left Samaria for battle at that time, and mustered all Israel. Then he went and sent word to Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, saying, "The king of Moab has broken away from me. Will you go with me to fight against Moab?" And he said, "I will go up. Consider me yours, my people as your people, my horses as your horses." Then he said, "Which way shall we go up?" And he answered, "The way of the wilderness of Edom." So the king of Israel went with the king of Judah and the king of Edom, and they made a circuit of 7 days' journey. But there was no water for the army or for the cattle that followed them. Then the king of Israel said, "It is hopeless, for the Lord has called these 3 kings to hand them over to Moab." But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there no prophet of the Lord here, that we may inquire of the Lord by him?" And one of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, "Elisha, the son of Shaphat, is here, who used to pour water on the hands of Elijah." And Jehoshaphat said, "The word of the Lord is with him." So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. Now Elisha had said to the king of Israel, "What business do you have with me? Go to your father's prophets and your mother's prophets." But the king of Israel said to him, "No, for the Lord has called these 3 kings together to hand them over to Moab." Elisha said, "As surely as the Lord of armies lives, before whom I stand, if I did not respect Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look at you nor see you. But now bring me a musician." And it came about, when the musician played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, "This is what the Lord says, make this valley full of trenches. For the Lord says this, you will not see wind, nor will you see the rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, so that you will drink, you, your livestock, and your other animals. And this is an insignificant thing in the sight of the Lord. He will also give the Moabites into your hand. Then you shall strike every fortified city, and every choice city, and cut down every good tree, and stop up all the springs of water, and spoil every good plot of land with stones." And it happened in the morning, about the time of offering the sacrifice, that behold, water came from the direction of Edom, and the country was filled with water. Now all the Moabites heard that the kings had come up to fight against them, and all who were able to put on armor and older were summoned, and they took their positions on the border. Then they got up early in the morning, and the sun shone on the water, and the Moabites saw the water opposite them as red as blood. So they said, "This is blood. The kings must have fought each other, and they have killed one another. Now then, Moab, to the spoils." But when they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and struck the Moabites, so that they fled from them, and the Israelites invaded the land, killing the Moabites. So they destroyed the cities, and each one threw a stone on every plot of good land, and filled it. So they stopped up every spring of water, and cut down every good tree, until in Kir Hareseth only they left its stones. However, the rock slingers surrounded it, and struck it. When the king of Moab saw that the battle was too fierce for him, he took with him 700 men who drew swords, to break through to the king of Edom, but they could not. Then the king of Moab took his oldest son, who was to reign in his place, and offered him as a burnt offering on the wall. And great anger came upon Israel, and they departed from him and returned to their own land. Now a woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor has come to take my two children to be his slaves." So Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" And she said, "Your servant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go, borrow containers elsewhere for yourself, empty containers from all your neighbors. Do not get too few. Then you shall come in and shut the door behind you and your sons, and pour into all these containers, and you shall set aside what is full." So she left him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They began bringing the containers to her, and she poured the oil. When the containers were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another container." But he said to her, "There are no more containers." Then the oil stopped. So she came and told the man of God, and she said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons can live on the rest." Now a day came when Elisha went over to Shunem, where there was a prominent woman, and she urged him to eat food. And so it was, as often as he passed by, that he turned in there to eat food. And she said to her husband, "Behold now, I am aware that this is a holy man of God passing by us repeatedly. Please, let's make a little walled upper room, and let's set up a bed for him there, a table, and a chair, and a lampstand. Then it shall be, when he comes to us, that he can turn in there." Now, one day he came there, and turned into the upper room, and rested. Then he said to his servant, Gehazi, "Call this Shunammite." And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said to him, "Say now to her, 'Behold, you have taken trouble for us with all this care. What can I do for you? Would you like me to speak for you to the king or to the commander of the army?'" But she answered, "I live among my own people." So he said, "What then is there to be done for her?" And Gehazi answered, "It is a fact that she has no son, and her husband is old." He then said, "Call her." When he had called her, she stood in the doorway. Then he said, "At this season, next year, you are going to embrace a son." And she said, "No, my lord, you man of God, do not lie to your servant." Now the woman conceived and gave birth to a son that season, the next year, as Elisha had told her. John 12. Therefore, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they made him a dinner there, and Martha was serving, and Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of very expensive perfume of pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who intended to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii, and the proceeds given to the poor people?" Now he said this, not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and as he kept the money box, he used to steal from what was put into it. Therefore Jesus said, "Leave her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews then learned that he was there, and they came, not on account of Jesus only, but so that they might also see Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead. But the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death also, because on account of him many Jews were going away and were believing in Jesus. On the next day, when the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they took the branches of the palm trees and went out to meet him, and began shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, indeed the King of Israel." Jesus, finding a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written, Do not fear, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt. These things his disciples did not understand at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things for him. So the people who were with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to testify about him. For this reason also the people went to meet him, because they heard that he had performed this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, You see that you are not accomplishing anything. Look, the world has gone after him. Now there were some Greeks among those who were going up to worship at the feast. These people then came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and were making a request of him, saying, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip came and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip came and told Jesus. But Jesus answered them by saying, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. The one who loves his life loses it, and the one who hates his life in this world will keep it to eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now my soul has become troubled, and what am I to say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came out of heaven. I have both glorified it, and will glorify it again. So the crowd who stood by and heard it were saying that it had thundered. Others were saying an angel has spoken to him. Jesus responded, This voice has not come for my sake, but for yours. Now judgment is upon this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all the people to myself. Now he was saying this to indicate what kind of death he was going to die. The crowd then answered him, We have heard from the law that the Christ is to remain forever. And how is it that you say, The Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? So Jesus said to them, For a little while longer, the light is among you. Walk while you have the light, so that darkness will not overtake you. Also, the one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become sons of light. These things Jesus proclaimed, and he went away and hid himself from them. Though he had performed so many signs in their sight, they were still not believing him. This happened so that the word of Isaiah the prophet which he spoke would be fulfilled. Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For this reason they could not believe, for Isaiah said again, He has blinded their eyes, and he hardened their heart, so that they will not see with their eyes, and understand with their heart, and be converted, and so I will not heal them. These things Isaiah said because he saw his glory, and he spoke about him. Nevertheless, many, even the rulers, believed in him, but because of the Pharisees they were not confessing him, so they would not be excommunicated from the synagogue, for they loved the approval of people rather than the approval of God. Now Jesus cried out and said, The one who believes in me does not only believe in me, but also in him who sent me. And the one who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as light into the world, so that no one who believes in me will remain in darkness. If anyone hears my teachings and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not accept my teachings has one who judges him, the word which I spoke. That will judge him on the last day. For I did not speak on my own, but the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak, and I know that his commandment is eternal life. Therefore, the things I speak just as the Father has told me. Revelation 13. And the dragon stood on the sand of the seashore. Then I saw a beast coming out of the sea, having 10 horns and 7 heads, and on his horns were 10 crowns, and on his heads were blasphemous names. And the beast that I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were like those of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, and his throne, and great authority. I saw one of his heads as if it had been fatally wounded, and his fatal wound was healed. And the whole earth was amazed, and followed after the beast. They worshipped the dragon, because he gave his authority to the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast, and who is able to wage war with him?" A mouth was given to him, speaking arrogant words and blasphemies, and authority to act for 42 months was given to him. And he opened his mouth in blasphemies against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, that is, those who dwell in heaven. It was also given him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and authority was given to him over every tribe, people, language, and nation. All who live on the earth will worship him. Everyone whose name has not been written since the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb who has been slaughtered. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. If anyone is destined for captivity, to captivity he goes. If anyone kills with the sword he must be killed. Here is the perseverance and the faith of the saints. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. He exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and he makes the earth and those who live on it worship the first beast, whose fatal wound was healed. He performs great signs, so that he even makes fire come out of the sky to the earth in the presence of the people. And he deceives those who live on the earth, because of the signs which it was given him to perform in the presence of the beast, telling those who live on the earth to make an image to the beast who had the wound of the sword and has come to life. And it was given to him to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast would even speak, and cause all who do not worship the image of the beast to be killed. And he causes all, the small and the great, the rich and the poor, and the free and the slaves, to be given a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads. And he decrees that no one will be able to buy or sell, except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for the number is that of a man. His number is 666. Proverbs 28:19-28. One who works his land will have plenty of food, but one who follows empty pursuits will have plenty of poverty. A faithful person will abound with blessings, but one who hurries to be rich will not go unpunished. To show partiality is not good, because for a piece of bread a man will do wrong. A person with an evil eye hurries after wealth, and does not know that poverty will come upon him. One who rebukes a person will afterward find more favor than one who flatters with the tongue. He who robs his father or his mother, and says, "There is no wrong done," is the compassion of a person who destroys. An arrogant person stirs up strife, but one who trusts in the Lord will prosper. One who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but one who walks wisely will flee to safety. One who gives to the poor will never lack anything, but one who shuts his eyes will have many curses. When the wicked rise, people hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. Psalm 141. Lord, I call upon you. Hurry to me. Listen to my voice when I call to you. May my prayer be counted as incense before you, the raising of my hands as the evening offering. Set a guard, Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice deeds of wickedness with people who do wrong. And may I not taste their delicacies. May the righteous strike me with mercy and discipline me. It is oil for the head. My head shall not refuse it. For my prayer is still against their evil deeds. Their judges are thrown down by the sides of the rock, and they hear my words, for they are pleasant. As when one plows and breaks open the earth, our bones have been scattered at the mouth of Sheol. For my eyes are toward you, God, the Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not leave me defenseless. Keep me from the jaws of the trap they have set for me, and from the snares of those who do wrong. May the wicked fall into their own nets, while I pass by safely.